White Sox and Twins Tuesday from Target Field. Byron Buxton in Minnesota already with a 1-0 lead in the first, and Buxton adds to it.
And Buxton to center, a base hit. He comes through again with Rosario scoring. So many of Byron's hits have been two-out run-producing hits, including this one.
And the 3-1 pitch, a swing and a drive into right field. Garcia back at the wall looking. That ball is gone, a home run. A towering blast to right from Polanco. That's number 8. And again, the 2-2 is punched in the air. Shallow center field. Dozier tracking. Dozier can't make the play with his right hand. Abreu trying for second base. The throw, Hildenberger covering, and he drops the ball and now tries to tag him, and Abreu is safe. It's a 5-3 game, a run-scoring hit for Abreu. Now the 2-1 pitch, a line drive deep left field. Garcia will turn at the wall. It's up and gone! Another home run against the Sox.
Got him! A strikeout of Garcia to end the game.
The Twins hang on and beat the White Sox 6-4 on Tuesday night at Target Field. After the game, here's Twins skipper Paul Molitor.
It was, kind of a little bit too much drama there. I prefer 9 to be a little cleaner, but we got through it. You know, we took advantage of a little bit of a errant throw there in the first inning to capitalize with a couple of runs. I thought that was really huge to get off to a good start. And Irvin kind of settled in. I think after the off day, it takes him a little while sometimes to get going, but he threw the ball well. And, just the rest of the game, Hildenberger doing his thing and really bridging us there to Matty. And offensively, Polanco, I don't think too many guys in the history of this franchise have homered from both sides, so that was impressive. You know, the fact that we were able to keep adding on little tallies here and there to, keep the distance a little wider, I think that made a big difference at the end. But overall, good game. I mean, you win a game this time of the year and open up the homestand, you got to take it and be happy with that.
You talked about Polanco, his surge, and kind of turning this corner. However, he did it. To see him homer from both sides of the plate tonight, that's kind of another explanation.
Yeah, well, I think he was a little frustrated that first at bat. He expanded the zone a little bit in the strikeout with men in scoring position. And, the next at bat, he took some of those same type pitches, and he got into a hitter's count 3-1 and hit the homer. They brought the lefty in there, and he's one of those guys I stick in between lefties to try to protect us a little bit, and he did his thing. He got an off-speed pitch and hammered that one too. So, he's feeling good about his game. He made some really nice defensive plays too. As of late, it's been an important part of our overall team, the way he's swinging the bat and the way he's playing defense.
That power has to be somewhat surprising. I think he had 6 home runs now in the last, 8 days.
Yeah,
where's that kind of come from?
Those surges are a little bit unpredictable, I think, for a guy that you don't expect to hit a ton of home runs. But sometimes you just get that feel, and if you get your pitch, you got a chance to drive it. The ones tonight both were, first row type jobs, but they're still homers, so we'll take them.
How different is the swing from a couple months ago?
I think the swing hasn't changed very much, if at all. I think his pitch selection, when he was struggling, it was expanding on the off speed, chasing the pitch up in the zone and popping it up and hitting a lot of fly balls. I just think he's, you watch him take his BP every day and it's very focused on trying to minimize the balls that are traveling high in the air. He's trying to drive the ball both sides of the plate. Some of them are turning into homers right now, which is good for us.
It's yet another big night for Jorge Polanco against the Chicago White Sox this season. He hits 2 home runs, becoming the 5th different Twin to homer from both sides of the plate in a game in franchise history. 7 of his 9 home runs this year have come against the White Sox. He's hit 6 home runs in his last 9 games overall, all against the White Sox. And he talks about what is going so well.
It's hard, it is hard. I just trying to go out there and get my pitch and had a good swing.
And you did that tonight. You've hit 9 home runs this season, 7 against the White Sox. What has been so good about your hitting against the White Sox?
I don't really know, I think I like to play against them. Yeah.
They don't like to play against you. What was important about coming out and getting a win tonight and starting this homestand the way you guys did tonight?
It's good, after a day off, we came here and ready to play and we win.
Eduardo Escobar also contributed to the Twins' offensive attack, and he talks about his effort after the game.
I see it's awesome for him. I'm happy to him, but his last month he looked struggling, you know, but now we're working hard. Polanco, he tried to hitting, he working on me. He tried to do the same thing to me, same hit, same everything. I'm my bad too, but I'm happy for him, yeah.
All the credit to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not for me, it's him, he's hitting, not me.
You contributed in this game. So did Max Kepler, so did Byron Buxton. Young outfielders, you're all kind of coming on at the same time. How close have you guys become as you've sort of made this surge?
It's brothers. It's my brothers. Everybody's together here. Everybody go up and same time, working every day to try to make a play in the outfield. It's a younger, but everybody is hungry to the playoff, to doing at a good career.
And you got a good start tonight again from Ervin Santana. Not his best start, but good. How has this team been confident every time when he's on the mound?
Yeah, I feel confident for him. He's a very good pitcher. He's working hard. When he go to pitcher every day, he's doing everything. When he pitch, I want to try to help to win, you know?
Wednesday at Target Field, Jose Berríos pitches for Minnesota against Derek Holland of the White Sox.